Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Philip, man from H-Town. As you can see today, we got today's topic, why aren't men getting married anymore? I did a video on YouTube talking about this, and they had pretty good responses to it. But I wanted to say, you know, I want to bring that topic to Blog Talk Radio. That would give other people a chance to talk about it just as well as I should talk about it. But anyway, let's get started with the show, shall we? In today's society, people aren't getting married anymore. Back in 1960, the marriage rate was at 72%. And in today's time, the marriage rate is at 51%. Why? How did this happen? What made people just don't want to get married anymore? I mean, at one point in time, you know, marriage was a great institution. It was something that it showed a mark of maturity. It showed something that a man could build with, you know, raise his children and have, you know, just showing that he's having a good life. But in this day and time, marriage is looked at as a ball and chain, looked at as an anchor to men. Marriage laws and family courts have made men go in one way and come out broke and destitute. So a lot of men fear marriage these days due to some of these laws. There's a lot of things that men are bringing up these days in the area of not getting married. And one of the main things is women today just aren't marriage material. A lot of these women present themselves like hoes. Let's just be honest with you. They show all their booty and booty shorts. They show all their titties everywhere. And who wants to marry that? Who wants to say, this is my wife? These women, they cuss more than men. They have more filthy mouths than any man I've ever heard these days in my life. Who wants to wife that? Who wants to say, this is Mrs. So-and-so? I don't really think too many men want that. A lot of these women today are too easy. It's easy to get in the bed with them, give them a few dollars, and they give you some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you take them places or do whatever, and you can do whatever you want. They have no standards like the women back in the day used to have standards. You couldn't just tell anything to a woman back in the day when women were getting married. You had to come correct or don't come at all. Also, you had to come correct because you had to meet that particular woman's father. And her father had to approve of you also. If you was no good and sorry, you wouldn't get nowhere near his daughter. Back in the day, if you got a chick pregnant, you had to marry her right on the spot or you was going to have a problem, not only from her father, but your family as well. People used to have a strong thing about no child coming into the world out of wedlock. But it seemed like some women these days have babies for sport, like it's humorous, because they don't have no consequences, because they know daddy government is going to take care of their children. They'll give them food stamps. They'll give them Section 8. They will give them all kinds of things that they don't have to be responsible for whatsoever. So why should a man these days have to marry a woman when they really aren't wife material like they used to be? I mean, who wants a woman that's twerking in the club everywhere? Who wants a woman that's on World Star Hip Hop, jawboning a dude while he recording her? And then you want to say, I want to marry that. The women these days a lot of times present themselves like whores. If you have women that look like whores being household names, then this is a problem. So why would any man want to wife that up? You must understand the male ego doesn't want a woman like a whore. I don't care what a guy tell you, when he wants a woman, he wants a decent woman who can be sexy but be classy with it at the same time, who's not showing the all outer linings of her booty and her titties to everybody. He wants a woman that he can say, this is my wife. He wants a woman that could possibly cook a little bit. I know all this feminism, a woman ain't gotta cook. It means a lot to a man if you cook a meal every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that. Get that feminism out your head. We say you can't cook a meal. If you want the man to provide and be some sort of leader in the home, well, why don't you take traditional roles as well? See, the problem with feminism and what happened in this today in society is that feminism wants to be equal with a man but still want to have the benefits of traditional roles. And yet these women these days aren't doing traditional roles like they used to. You want it to be entitled like the women of the back in the day, but you aren't doing the things of back in the day. You sitting up there on World Star Hip Hop fighting with men. You know, these women these days are fights chew quicker than any guy. They'll pop off, and here we go. It's bring out the camera phones and put you on World Star Hip Hop and YouTube and Facebook and anything else that they can put you out on. So why should men want to marry that? I get their point of view. Men, I get you when you say, I don't want to marry a woman like that. It's hard to find a woman to marry these days because of all the whoredom that's going on in society. That's really what it is. It's a whoredom, point blank. No guy going to marry you if he can hit the first date. Point. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. Also, another little small point I wanted to touch is that women just really not requiring you to marry them anymore. The only thing they really want out of you is this one thing. Well, if he has a job and he be faithful, you know, we could do something. That's not really much. That's like a given. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have a job to provide for yourself, to pay for your bills, to do what you have to do in your life. Having a job is not some great accolade that any man or woman should have. That's something that you should want to do to provide for yourself. In the area of cheating, that's something that is a given. You don't cheat in your relationships whatsoever. You be faithful and you be monogamous. So why is this like just a grand thing to have a job, to collect a paycheck every week or every 2 weeks, and not cheating, and that's a requirement? You ladies will sit there and want to live with a man and don't require him to marry you whatsoever. You're just happy that you got a man inside your home. You don't care if you bring him around your children. You don't care what kind of guy he is. As long as he have a job and he don't cheat on you, he is fine. This is one of the biggest problems. That you just don't require much out of men anymore these days, ladies. See, men only going to respond to how you are a lot of times. If you command respect, if you demand that a man marry you with it, he going to have to do it or he going to get going. But you don't require this much anymore. Now, why is that? Why? What is it? Is it just feminine? Because I keep going back to feminism because feminism really has ruined the family. But, you know, let me tell you something about feminism. If you want to push an agenda in America, you got to get black people on board. Now, why I say black people? Black people got the biggest mouths. Black people really are expressive people. And have you noticed anything that got pushed, black people had got their hands in it, but yet they got hurt at it at the same time? Now, let me be honest with you. White women is the one that pushed feminism. Why? Because they were really getting dogged out by white men. They could even vote at one point in time. So they jump on the bandwagon of feminism, pushing feminism, and they had to get black women involved because everybody used black people as their mouthpiece. But at the end of the day, white women got what they wanted out of feminism, and guess what? Black women got destroyed in feminism. You know why? Because white women's family are still intact. The white family is still intact. The black family is not. Why do you think you see so much of a single parent rate in the black community? Why is it so high? Because black people didn't, or black women, I'm going to say, didn't take this and used it for good. They went too far with it. And on top of that strong independent attitude that's not good and that's counterproductive of family life, okay, this has, you know, really did wrong to the black community and the black family, period. And so, you know, really, when it comes to, you know, why men is not marrying, I mean, just those two alone could be talked about all day. But also I want to touch on the family laws and what's going on in these divorce courts. Now, a lot of these people, they like to talk about this sort of thing. A lot of them never been married, and they never been divorced either. So it's like you really don't know how it feels to go through that sort of thing unless you really go through it like I went through it. I mean, I went through it. And, you know, my situation, I've said it before in many of my videos, is that I did everything was right. I was the husband that should have done right. I provided a home. I fed my kids. I provided. I didn't depend on her. I didn't send her out there to do what she had to do. I did it as a man. I had two cars, one paid for, one I was still paying for at the time. I made sure to give her her place and raise my kids as I was supposed to. I wasn't on this dead, beaten, sorry, anything. Okay? Well, in the midst of having a home, brand new home, I bought that home when I was 27 years old at the time and had it for, you know, a few years, brand new. Nobody stayed in this particular home. So I did just about what any woman would want a man to do, put them in a home, you have them a decent car, a decent neighborhood. You can walk in at night. You don't have a Ray Ray and Pookie hanging out on the corner bothering you. I mean, women would actually jog in this neighborhood at night, and it was a good community of people. But yet, it wasn't good enough for the person I was married to at that time. It wasn't good for her. And she decided to start midnight creeping. And I had my neighbors that start telling me certain things they were seeing. I tried not to pay attention to it as much. But long story short, it ended up being true. My ex-wife, she did cheat on me with another man. And that's just why I had to get away from her, because I'm not going to put my life in the hands of somebody that's out there. I don't know what kind of dude she's fooling with or whatsoever. I don't want to be with her, and it disgusted me. It disgusted me to the core. So I left. I left everything I had, and I went. I got me an apartment, and I went to an apartment with nothing at all other than my car and my clothes at that particular time, okay? And I was sleeping on an air mattress in an apartment, and I was eating on the floor. I went from a three-bedroom home with everything right there, and, you know, it was messed up. Now, I got a question in the chat saying, how did I figure out she was cheating? Well, what she was doing was, all of a sudden, I noticed a change. And this change was, she was starting to put makeup on a little bit more than what she normally would. I said, that's funny. Why is she doing that? So it's no big deal, but, you know, it was just out of her character. Then all of a sudden, she says she had a coworker. She was teaching the coworker's nephew or something like that how to drive. So she would get off at 6 o'clock, and she would come home and everything, and then she would change her clothing, and then she would leave by the door, maybe about 6:45, and she would not come home until about 11 o'clock. Well, the first time she did that, I'm like, you know, it's no big deal. But then she kept doing, because I was like, you know, younger, and I'm not as, you know, like I am now. So I started questioning her, and the kids like, Dad, where mom at? You know, she always gone. I'm like, I don't know where the hell she at either. You know, it was a problem. So, you know, I just kept noticing things, and then what happened was the neighbor that I had, we're good friends, went up to her about an issue they had about a dog. And it was a long story about this dog. Anyway, she told her something, and they started to argue. I said, you know what, I'm not getting involved with women's business. I'm just going to go on about my business and do what I do in the house. I never get involved with women. Anyway, so I, you know, she got into it with her. Well, after she left, I get a knock on my door, and I'm like, I say, so I open the door, and I say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? He say, well, look, you know, you're a good guy, and you don't deserve these things to be happening to you. And, you know, so I need to tell you what I'm seeing and what she told me. So she went to tell me, say, look, Mother's Day, I went out with her to get this food. She told me she was talking to this man, that she had feelings for him. And she said, I told him, what in the hell are you doing? You got a husband, you got a family. And she says, no, nothing happened. We just talking or whatever like that. And she said, no, I told her she needs to stop. I said, every time you go to work, she'd be leaving, or strange people are coming to the house every time you work nights. He said, you know, I'm sitting outside all the time. I'm like, yeah, I know what you're saying. And then, so she said, you know, you don't deserve that sort of thing. And, you know, I started putting two and two together. Another friend of mine, it was a female, I told her the situation, and she was like, oh, yeah, man, she cheating. So once I really got that feeling, I confronted her about it. You know, she just started to get mad, and then she wanted to storm out, wanted to beat the woman across the street up. Now, why would you fight somebody if they supposedly lying on you, right? So when all that got together, I just said, you know what, I'm getting my stuff, and I'm gone. So I went on ahead and left, and that was one of the hardest things, you know, for any man to do, and to go through that, is to, you do everything right, and the wrong things still end up happening to you, okay? So I had to start over, all over again, like I said before, in an apartment. With nothing, a one-bedroom apartment. And I went to go, now check this out. I went to get a lawyer the following week when I got paid. And I went to, you know, hey, I said, I need to get a divorce, and I'm tell you why. I told him the story, I said, okay. And so they end up calling me back, said, oh, she already filed on you. They said, like, she said, this day, and it was like 2 days after I left, she filed for divorce on me. Already had it lined up to file for divorce on me. And I'm like, whoa, really? I said, wow, okay. And she got some high-dollar attorney, too, at that. So we waited for the case to go on or whatever. I just kind of kept my distance. I left her alone or whatever. The following month, it was in July at that time. It was about August. I said, well, the kids, you know, they got school clothes and stuff. You know, so I got $400 together and I gave it to her in the form of a money order. I said, here, this is for the kid's school clothes. Well, she blasted me and said, this is not enough money for school clothes. You know, I need more money than this. This is only just for one kid. And I'm saying, where are you shopping at? I say, because $400 takes care of a lot of stuff, school supplies and everything else for them kids to have. It's, if you get everything, you still kind of short, let me know, and I'll come bring you the cash so you can take care of the situation. So me and her never had eye to eye on anything on that sort of thing. I got to court, okay, and I'll tell you what. You get in them courts and deal with them judges, it make you really see how they think about you. No matter what you do as a man, they don't care. All they see is how much money you got, how much money the chick makes, and what they're going to do from that. Now, the chick had a good lawyer because her father makes good money. He makes real good money. So he had one of them high-dollar lawyers. So this guy, man, I'm telling you, he was I got to give it to him. The guy was good. He was real good at what he did. And I don't take no steam away from nobody if I got to give you some credit. But, you know, this lawyer had end up telling a sad story about her. And I'm like, well, every time I tried to bring up the situation about the cheating, he was good to shut me up. I mean, with the judge every time. You know, I'm looking at my lawyer. So the only thing I threw in to change the situation was some stuff that she was doing that my lawyer had questioned her on. And she went from crying in big crocodile tears to switching up her mode, okay? So the lawyer, you know, saw, you know, he didn't like what happened, the questioning. I'm not going to get too personal about it. And so the judge said this, okay, you got to pay, $1,180 child support. I say, I'm looking at her. Then she says, oh, and on top of that, you got to pay $1,000 a month in spousal support temporary. And then they wanted me to pay her insurance on top of that for her car. They wanted me to pay her car note. They wanted me to pay all this stuff. And I'm looking at the lawyer, and I'm looking at the judge, and I told the judge, say, Your Honor, I can't afford all that. She said, sir, don't act like you can't afford it. You don't act like you can't work no overtime. That's what she told me. Like, overtime was guaranteed to me. Overtime is not guaranteed to anyone whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking at this situation. I'm looking at her like, is what is this? I say, I was with this chick for this many years. I say, is she going to play me like that? In this courthouse, I said, I can understand if I did her wrong, but she's playing me right now. And I was just pissed. I was so pissed. And then, like, after the situation, my lawyer was like, well, you know, be prepared. You know, sometimes you may lose your car. I said, man, how if I lose my car, then how am I going to get to work? You know, he said, well, I'm just letting you know this happens sometimes. The question I got about did my ex-wife even have a job? Yeah, she had a job. And she was making $32,000 a year, to be exact. But just because I make more than her, I do, way more than her, that's how they look at, oh, this guy making all this money, and she's just a poor, innocent woman with children. No matter how low down and hoish they can be, they're a poor, innocent woman with children. That's how they look at them. They can do no wrong in these family courts. So, anyway, here I go. I leave from court. I got to wait to get a situation going on, but I had to also get a DNA test done. Now, the reason why I had to get a DNA test done is because she had a child, and this child, you know, I only had one child with her, one son, and that's what I do currently pay child support for. Now, she had a child I was raising like my own, but it wasn't my own, okay? She tried to go in court and get them people to put child support on me for that child, and that child wasn't even mine. And when that judge told me $1,180 a month child support, my lawyer took me to the side and said, you better fight that. He said, and you better do it now. He said, if you don't do it now, he said, you're going to be stuck paying that child support for till them children get 18. So what you want to do? So I was like, no, I got to fight this. So the lawyer was like, now, we going to contest paternity on just this one child. He said, because he explained the story. And so the judge was like, okay. He said, well, if the child's yours, you know you're paying that child support. But if not, you know, I'm going to reduce your child support. I'm like, okay, cool. So after that, like I said, I had to go back home. I was calling her to say, hey, why don't you take the baby, you know, well, she's not a baby, but take the baby, to get that DNA test done. She would not want to do it at all. I kept calling her, I ain't got time, I ain't got this, I ain't got that. Well, you know, you didn't have time. You didn't have time because you knew the truth was, you knew that they're going to take that money away, and the judge said you have to pay me back. So there you go. All right. So what I had to do was, I had a friend of mine, and she was telling me, you know, like, say, that's a bunch of bull, man. Well, what they doing to you? You say, you know what you need to do? You say, you need to wait till your weekend, get them kids, and take them out of school early, and you go down there and do it. So I was like, man, that's a good idea. You know, so I went to school early, like about maybe like a 1:30, took them out of school, took them down there, took, you know, myself and her down there to get the DNA test done. I had to pay for the DNA test. Oh, man, it wasn't, the court didn't pay for it. It was $399. But I said, you know what, $399 is nothing compared to me saving this money on this child support, because it's not right. You only going to charge me for children that's not biologically mine. I'm sorry. Okay, I know I'm there as a father. I know I've been there, but I can't pay that. That's not right. Okay, period. So did the DNA test. Of course, the DNA test came back as what we all knew what it was going to be, and we had went back to court due to this. And the judge said, okay, well, the child's not his. It reduced my child support. And it's still high to this day. You know, I mean, I've always said in my videos how much I pay in child support. I pay $847 a month in child support just for one child. And she was all pissed off about the situation. I was like, well, how are you going to sit there and put all this child support on me? You know, when you know good and well that ain't right. Because, see, this is the thing, fellas. Let me let y'all know. The child support system penalizes you for doing well for yourself, penalizes you for busting your tail, what you got to do, okay? They penalize you. See, it doesn't matter if you're broke. If you're broke and you're on the corner and you're being like Ray and them, it doesn't matter because they're not paying anything anyway. So 20% of broke, shoo, okay, it's whatever. And the only thing they could charge you is a minimum wage. Got a question saying, do you get part-time custody? I get standard visitation. Now, standard visitation is every other weekend from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. from Friday to Sunday. You have the option of once a week, Thursday from 6 to 8, and you also can get them a month from July 1 to the end of July. That's standard visitation. Now, a woman cannot prevent you from seeing your children. I tell men this all the time. She can't prevent you. If they prevent you, they can hold them in contempt of court. All you got to do is get a police report if she denies you, and stack a couple of them, then take it to court, and then say, hey, I'm being denied my court-ordered visitation rights, and the judge is going to slap her with contempt, and he can put her in jail for contempt of court, just as much as they put a man in jail for contempt of court for not paying child support. That's being a violation of a court order. So I'm always there to get my kids. Now, last time I did not, I think maybe 2 weeks, about a week or so ago, I didn't get my child for the simple fact of his mother caused so much of a problem, and I think I wrote this on my page on Facebook, and, you know, she refused to give me clothes, and it was a big mess, and, you know, I told her, well, either give me clothes or I'm not going to pick them up. I'm not playing that game with no clothes. I sent too much child support for not to have clothes, and, you know, being a big mess, and I did not go. I know some say, well, you're hurting your child when you don't go because this female said, listen to you. I know this woman. She's crazy. If I went over there and caused a problem, I would hurt my child even more being in jail and losing my job. Now, that's how I look at it. I'd rather not show up and keep my job and keep the money going to my son and medical support and everything else he's supposed to get than me be locked up in jail and lose my job because, hey, I'm not showing up to work. And my job is really going to play that, not showing up to work. Okay? Anyway, so after the child support gets introduced and everything, you know, she was like, "Well, you're not gonna see her now." So she did this, and I said, "You know what?" I said, "I had to get over that." So, but long story short, she ended up coming. She still comes, you know, because all she know me is dad. Period. So she still comes, and I'm like, $847 a month can pay for both children to put clothes on their back and stuff like that. So I thought about that long and hard way before I decided to do this. So, you know, my case, it was long and hard. It really was long and hard. And from July to April of the following year, my case finally got finished because she was just tying me up so much with stuff in court. It's because she was playing around. She wanted to get everything she can get, because as long as that case was going on, she can get that temporary spousal support. Okay? And at that time period, it made things real tough. I worked as much overtime as I can. And you know what I talked about, the lawyer said about the car situation? That happened to me. 1 o'clock in the morning. Then, Pete, I heard some change, because I couldn't afford to pay my car note. I heard some change going on. I went to give me a drink of water. I don't know if you guys to watch this show, Operation Repo. You know how people run outside and say, hey, my car, well, I did the exact same thing like them people. I just didn't fight with them because, I mean, I knew what it was. I mean, how am I going to fight with you? And, they took my car. The guy was cool about it, and I just say, can I get my stuff out for work? Because I had some special, badges I need for work. He let me get my stuff out, gave him the keys, and it took my car. And I called my dad about it. You know, man, I broke down that day. I never forget that because I was just fighting so hard to stay strong. And I broke down in the middle of my garage. The kitchen. And I didn't understand everything that was going on. I'm like, man, I said, I did everything right. And I said, I'm still getting suffering. I'm still dealing with all this stuff. And yet, look what's happening to me. You know, look what's happening. Well, after I got it out, man, like I talked to my father. And I told him my situation. And I said, you can just, you know, help me get a rental car. And my dad said, all right. So my dad came through for me, man. And he got me a rental car that particular day. And, you know, I met a nice sister, her name was Miss Joy, never forget her enterprise. You know, I told her I need to rent a car, I told her my situation, me and her came real cool. She would give me cars that I should pay more for and gave me at the cheapest price. I mean, that's how cool she was with me. And, you know, I rented a car, actually, for 6 months. It took me 6 months where I was paying $600-some-odd a month for a rental car. But the choice was either have the rental car, or don't have your job. Which one are you going to choose? Well, I'll show you I'm going to choose the second one. So I'd rather pay this rental car because at least I can come work and pay some overtime and stuff like that. And in the midst, you know, like I said, it took me, you know, 6 months also to even get furniture. So just imagine, I'm a grown doggone man, and I'm sleeping on a queen-size air mattress. I'm eating on the floor. I managed to get me a television because I didn't take nothing with me. I left it there. I said, I'm going to start over. I don't want no piece of anything from the past. So I'm watching TV on the floor. I'm eating my meals on the floor. Everything is on the floor, period. If you look at some of my old YouTube videos from back in that time period, you'll see, well, I didn't have anything if you pay attention to it. I didn't have a dining room table. I didn't have anything. She had it all. I had leather furniture I left there, brand new. I had a marble table I left there. I had a king-size bed and everything that I mean, heavy, heavy wood. I ended up paying like $2,400 for this particular bed. Or whatever. I left all that. Now I'm sleeping on an air mattress from Walmart. That's what I was doing for about 6 months until I got my income tax return and I bought furniture. And things slowly started coming back. You know, I got my furniture. I was very happy about it. Even the kids were happy about that because, you know, as a man, it would make me cry. I mean, it made me cry one day. I'm a grown man crying, acting like Terrell Owens, crying, that I'm watching my kids sit on the floor and eat. That got to me. I don't care about me sitting on the floor. I care about them sitting on the floor. That bothered the hell out of me. And when they were used to come over, I used to try to stay busy with them. And I let them sleep in the air mattress. I slept on the floor in the living room. That's what I used to do. You know, I'd give me a pillow and a blanket, and I'd sleep on the floor. But like I said, I wasn't going to stop, you know, seeing my kids. That just wasn't going to happen. Because I said, I'll be dog if I let this woman defeat me. She's not going to destroy me. She's not going to put me underneath the ground. This just not going to happen. So this female, you know, she did all this stuff to me, okay? And I didn't do, you know, I was like, what did I do to deserve that? I could have stood about cheating on her, gave her a VD or whatever. I don't understand all that, but I didn't do that. So the way the laws work, it don't matter how good of a man you are. They still can get at you. Trust me. So when a lot of men say they don't want to get married, until you really experience what I experience, you just talk it. Okay, you hearing what I'm saying, but until you feel it, you know, and like I say, and the reason why I suffered the most is because, you know, thank God I've worked hard in my career and I do okay for myself now. Okay, and so let me tell you something else. They can try to take half of your stuff. They can try to break you, but as long as they don't take your source of income, you always bounce back up. Sure, you get knocked back down, but you'll get right back up. Just keep working hard. You may have to take some vacation time from work or whatever like that to get your head on straight, but you can make it. You really can make it in the midst of all that stuff, because when somebody's trying to do you evil like that, and you're still trying to do what's right, you're still getting your kids, you're still, you know, being the person that you was beforehand, you know, God gonna bless you for that. And sure enough, everything started turning around for me. You know, like I said, I started getting furniture. I got a bonus at work. I had won a special award at work, and they paid me some money for that, and I used that to buy like a vacuum cleaner and a Blu-ray player and all kind of stuff. I started getting all my stuff. So I slowly started getting back, and all of it was new. It was nothing that I had before. Okay, so with the house situation, you may wonder what happened with the house. I told her, I said, listen, you can't afford this house whatsoever. I said, so it's best to let me have it, or let's just go ahead and sell it. Well, no, I'm keeping the house. I told you I want the house. Well, what ended up happening? Her being arrogant, she lost the home, and so that home was foreclosed on. Now, it is what it is, and nothing I could have done about it. I mean, only the sheriff can force you out of the house. I couldn't even force her out of the house or whatever. I mean, that's how bullheaded she is. But, hey, she ain't in that house now. She's staying in some apartment, and everybody tells me that the people that know her real well, that she's using that child support to pay that rent. Because she's still trying to keep up the same kind of life a little bit how I had with her, but it's still not the same because I'm not with her, okay? A woman can get all the child support she wants out of you, but she still won't have the same quality of life that she had with you because I'm only responsible for so much. She don't get access to no bonuses I get, no overtime I get, or anything, okay? So in the end, everything started going good for me, and everything started going bad for her. And now she's very bitter. That's why she gave me so many problems. She's bitter. She's angry. I mean, imagine if you was in her position and you were the guy and he does all this stuff for you. Any woman would beg for this sort of thing. You're doing wrong. You still try doing wrong in court. And now look how good he's doing for himself now. Because I lost a lot of weight when I got away from her. I got in the gym. I started hitting the weights. I'm totally different physically. My mentality is much sharper now than what it was back then. And that in turn helped me to know what I wanted with a woman, what I didn't want with a woman. And that's when I eventually started to look for, you know, somebody else to be with, because I was bitter at women for a little while due to that situation. I really was. But it hit me in the head one day to say, you know what, am I going to sit there and allow this woman to defeat me? Now, the reason why I say that, because if I say I'm going to stay by myself for the rest of my life, then what good is that to me? I mean, she's still winning. She affected my life. Or I say, if I'm going to try this at least one more time and put myself out there, and now I know what I like, know what I want in a woman, and I'm going to get that. If I see some BS, I'm going to cut her loose. That's bottom line. So, you know, the thing is, you know, with these family courts, also, you know, a lot of men like to talk about this too. They don't want to pay no alimony. Now, alimony, you know, I think is a bunch of bull. Personally, there's no reason no man should be giving no woman no money for no extended period of time. You know, your children, child support, I mean, it is what it is. You got to support your child, even though I don't agree with the system and how it works. But there's no reason for a woman to get some alimony out of anybody because she was just there. Why can't... She say, look, she working, you working, y'all pay y'all bills, whatever. You need to pay your child support, X, Y, Z. Okay, cool. But a woman gets to get alimony? I mean, you know how sick it made me to having to give her money? It made me sick to my stomach to give hard-earned money to a female I came to stand at that, to do what she want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, imagine the court telling you got to give free, tax-free money that you can't even claim on your taxes to a chick that did you wrong. I mean, so it just infuriated me to the core. It really did. And I had a friend at the time, you know, and they told me, you know what, you need to get out of that stuff and you need to come, you know, come go somewhere different. So I went to Vegas. I went to California, and it was good to get my head away from that. I stayed out of it. I almost moved out of Texas for that reason. It was so much stuff that just in Texas, I just say, you know, I just want to get away from here. But the only reason I didn't is for the sake of the kids. That's the only reason I did. You know, but also kind of how since they're getting older, I'm kind of like, well, if I have an opportunity somewhere that I can't turn down that's good, I probably still would consider that. So this alimony, it don't make sense. And I just recently read the laws on alimony in Texas, and they changed. If you married to a woman 5 years, the judge can put alimony on you when it used to be 10 years. I mean, that's crazy. That is so crazy that a man has to give a woman some money. So these are a lot of reasons why, you know, men just don't want to get married whatsoever. But, you know, I'm anxious to hear other people's opinion on that. The call-in number 347-996-3350. Because I don't think I'm the only person with an opinion on this particular matter. You know, so many guys these days just say, I'm not marrying that female. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not going through it, because the moment they put papers on me, it's the moment she got me, you know, by the balls. And, you know, the thing is, the only thing that can protect a man, because I read up on this, is a prenuptial agreement. And the only thing you can't put in a prenuptial agreement is a child support number. You can't do that, but you can definitely divide the estate. Now, I talked to my wife about that recently, because I am remarried. I talked to my wife about that on the way out of town, and she said, I talked to her about prenuptial agreements, and she was saying that, well, yeah, a man can get a prenuptial agreement, and you say if he feel he needs one, he need to get it, and if she don't want to sign it, then he need to cut her loose. But she said also, as a man, you have to question, why would you want a prenuptial agreement for this particular female anyway? And I thought about it. I said, yeah, because there's something about that particular female is making you think that, man, I need to protect myself because I don't know, you know, what's up. So, you know, I thought about that, and I said, yeah, you know, that's a good point that you bring it, okay? But, you know, a lot of these dudes, you know, these days, just like I say, they fear it. They fear that marriage because of marriage law and because these women, you know, really just not what they used to be. Now, there are some good women out there, okay, because not all these women bad. Not every. There's some good women out there that, you know, are marriage material. They are women that, you know, would be great wives, you know, a great support system for you, a great friend, you know, just great. But, you know, I'm sorry, in these days, they far and few in between. That's why I tell any dude, if you meet a woman like that and she's just that good to you, you better wife her up. And the reason why I say you better wife her up is she is that decent. It's because it's not too many of them. But these females are on some BS these days. Bad. They are. And you know, it's like, me personally, I don't really like the single life. I never did, because, you know, these females run off at the mouth, man. They fooling with 3-4 different cats. You know, you don't know if she's going to raw all these dudes. You know, it's just crazy. I always prefer, you know, monogamy. I've never been the type of dude who just want to be running females. They keep you out of trouble and keep you not getting chicks pregnant, too. But, you know, yes, and I mentioned I am remarried. Now, considering I dealt with all that, what I was talking about, some people say, well, why in the hell would you get married again if you dealt with all that? Well, when I made that decision to say, you know, I'm not going to allow that woman to defeat me and stay by myself and stay bitter at women that had nothing to do with the situation. I say, you know what, look, I had a list of things that I needed a woman to be and a list of things that she could not be. If she exhibit any of the behaviors of the list she could not be, she gone. That's simple. I wasn't putting up with it. And the problem with a lot of men is they don't know what they're looking for in a woman. That's why they really shouldn't be getting married. Until you know what you actually need in a woman, even if you have to sit down and write it down, I need these things and I don't want these things. This, you know, that's what guys need to do. And I did that. You know, I say I didn't want a chick that was materialistic, because a materialistic woman is going to cause you nothing but trouble if you marry her, because she's going to spend money on top of spending money, and she's going to have you broke all the time. So you don't want a materialistic chick. I said, I didn't want one that always got her family in my business. That was another problem I had with that other one, okay? We got an issue going on. You're going to go tell your family what's going on. It's like, hey, man, I've been here staying in our house. You don't see them coming. I used to say, you don't see them coming over here telling them, the business that they got in their house, so why don't you follow the same example like what they do and don't tell the business? So that used to cause a problem, okay? I said I didn't want a woman that didn't respect her household. And, you know, I had to have a woman that respected the household and respecting, you know, your husband like you're supposed to. So it's, you know, it's just a few things like that that I just could not have. I didn't want a woman that was lazy in putting on makeup, lazy and dressing nice. Didn't want that. because I like dressing up. I like my woman to look good with me. I don't want a woman with me looking like she my maid. I want her to look like she my woman. I like a woman, her hair fixed, perfume, makeup, it all. I just wasn't taking nothing less. And when you set a standard, Vince, that's a few of mine. You set a standard, what you want. Then when you go out and start looking for females, you already know, okay, I want this, I don't want that. Okay, now, certain character traits this woman had to have. I'm like, she got to be a hustler. That's number one. It's not about the job she has, it's the hustle she has. It's anybody with a hustler mentality will always rise up to the top. So I had to have a woman that I can build something with. I'm not looking for a chick with a big booty. I'm looking for a chick I can build with. You know, and that's one of the things I got to have is her to have a hustler's mentality. Second thing I need to have her that be a very supportive and get with the program type of woman. That I could say, look, baby, this is what we're going to do and whatever. Let's talk about it. And after we make the decision, we're both working on it trying to get to the top. See, it's about building with a woman. It's not about just having her there. I don't want you just there. I mean, I can be single if I just want you there. You know, it's like, it's more to a woman than her behind. That's how I look at it. I want to build. I want something. I want to build a good family, a good home. I want to go on vacations. I want to grow my relationship. I want to do all kinds of things, but I need a woman to build with. So that's my mindset when I'm looking for somebody, okay? I need somebody, I said also, that is a good mother. Now, because they got some of these women that will put a man above their child. And I have a big problem with that. If a woman is putting a man above her child, then she has a big problem, and she is not the woman for me. Of course, you know, this is my pet peeve. She can't be a woman who smokes because nobody want to kiss an ashtray, and I don't want that smell in my house. I don't smoke anything whatsoever. I didn't want a woman that was a drunkard. I was always drunk all over the place. Everybody got to carry her behind out. You know, I want a woman that I can have fun with, you know, that we can go out, enjoy ourselves, go dancing, go traveling, do this, do that. This is something that I said I had to have within a woman because I already knew what I was looking for. I was definitely didn't want a chick that was materialistic. You know, I wanted a chick that actually was into me because they got chicks that be with you and they'll be with you, but they'll really be into you. Now, an old African man told me this one time, and I'll never forget this. He said, give the woman that wants to be with you. Don't give it the woman that you want to be with. I say, why is that? He said, because the woman that really wants to be with you and show it, that's the one going to love you more. But if you go get the woman that you want to be with, she may not love you as much. And, you know, to be honest with you, this time I'm married now, and it happened like that, you know, for me and my wife. She saw me. She was interested in me. You know, I said, oh, who is this? And we started to talk from there, and it's been nothing but good. But I want to get, you know, more into how things got going with me and my particular wife in the next hour of the program. But, you know, a lot of these men, you know, too, you know, why I really see a lot of them don't get married is they just can't really find nobody these days. It's a lot of problem. I mean, these women, it's just not, you know, reputable enough for that. I just hate that a lot of these guys making babies with these women and causing themselves financial ruin, a lot of financial ruin, because child support can ruin you financially. Somebody showed me a video today about men who committed suicide behind, you know, going homeless behind child support. You know, that's crazy. That is so crazy. Get to the point that you're that, you know, that desperate and that bad off that you want to take your own life behind child support. And then women, I'm telling you, you look at them like devils. I'm serious. Because it's like they just want to hurt. A lot of them want to hurt you and harm you, but not all of them. I mean, you got some decent women out there that say, look, do, you know, whatever you can do, you know, I'm not trying to go through that system. We made the child together. Let's not, you know, go through all this. You know, so I don't want to, you know, say on this program that all these women are just so bad you know, I mean, it's like they just so horrible. But, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them are. I mean, I've heard story after story after story about, you know, how these men, you know, get ruined. But, you know, me personally, just my personal opinion, you know, some people want a girlfriend and everything, and they want a girlfriend forever. Me, I just couldn't do that. I can't do that girlfriend forever stuff because, you know, I'm not going to take her as serious as I would take, let's say, a wife. You know, because to me, she has no vested interest in the relationship. I mean, we in a relationship, but, you know, until we really get deep into this thing, then no. I'm going to keep a lot of out of you. I mean, I'm not going to share no banking information with you and allow you into my business because I'm like, hey, you're a girlfriend, you could be gone tomorrow. And then what I'm stuck with, you know? At least with a marriage, at least I know that you can't just do anything you want. I mean, you can get a lawyer and get your stuff protected. So, you know, I just don't feel that I would want a girlfriend for 13, 14 years. To me, I would feel like a loser. Like, and now I'll show my kids that oh, you don't have to get married. You can just have a girlfriend and you're all right for the rest of your life. That's not a good, you know, look to give my children whatsoever. But, you know, one of the benefits, you know, of, you know, possibly getting married is, you know, one of the biggest ones to me is just these females these days just have so many diseases going on. They act like they don't. I don't care how they look. A lot of them got diseases. A lot of them, yeah, pass that disease on to you, and you'd be looking like, how did I get this? You know, and it was that from that female you fooling with. So for me, it's just like you have your one lady, y'all eventually get married or whatever, and y'all be good. You know, because like I say, I feel for a lot of these cats that are single today. You know, they just dealing with all these females, dealing with these problems. One of these females trying to take their money, trying to do them wrong, all this, you know, stuff like that, man. It's like it's just bad. And the younger these females are today, oh, it's just amazing that what I see now in the black community, I'm going to say, you know, these younger females have just really lost their mind. They so manly, a lot of them. They don't even ask them if they can make anything. They're quick to fight, quick to cause trouble, you know, bait you to fight with them or whatever. Then you fight them back. They say you're a punk. Then they call the cops. After they probably hit you 3-4 times. I mean, so a lot of these dudes, you know, that tell me these things or write me these things in emails and stuff like that. I mean, these are real things that real men are going through today. So, you know, so a lot of men feel just no advantage to getting married whatsoever because you lose so much because she can come in with pocket lint, like I said, leave out with half of the spoils and didn't contribute to nothing. That's why I tell men all the time, don't get you a broke woman. Don't do that. Don't get no welfare queen or Section 8 diva. Don't do it. Get you a woman that has something, that has a career, that has something behind her name because she has something to lose also. When you go, look, think about it. You go into court, you got everything, she has nothing. Guess what? They're going to take from you and give to her. Now she good. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want a chick like that. You want a chick with something, okay? Something to bring to the table. That's a lot of problem these guys are doing. They see a chick's values, her booty and her face and how she look or whatever in the third, but she broke. She ain't got nothing. You all happy about a broke female. Like, why? Like, what is it? You know, what? She not benefiting nothing? She really not. I mean, she got to bring something to the table. She got something. Something in her education. Something in her career. Something. That way, like I said before, that we can build together. Because that's what I'm about. I'm about building. These men need to be about building. When you look into building with a woman, your view of women going to change, and you're going to look at, I need to find a chick I can build with, period. This is what I need to do. That way, yeah, you want the chick to look good. Don't get me wrong. You want to be attracted to the woman. Fine. No problem with that whatsoever. All of us want an attractive woman. But we need a chick that also we can take it to the next level. And, you know, today, you know, a lot of these men just not find these kind of women whatsoever. But, you know, let me ask you a question. You know, some of y'all are listening, or maybe some of you in the chat room. What are some of your reasons why we got 51% marriage rate? Why the big decline? And it's not just one community. It's not just a black community. It's all communities. This is happening in. So we can't just single out one group of people whatsoever with this thing. It's a lot of single-parent homes. I mean, a lot of times the black community, black women, is talked about a lot with single-parent homes. But believe it or not, I read the statistics on single-parent homes. And yes, black people are the top, but after them, believe it or not, is Native Americans, after them Hispanic, and after them is whites. So black people aren't the only ones in single-parent homes, and where it just makes sense, because if you have the 51% marriage rate, well, then you got a lot of single-parent homes these days. Okay? Marriage, you know, say like today, it just looked at like a Facebook status. It just one of them things, you know, and it could change. It don't mean nothing. You get what I'm saying? So I don't know how we got to this point. I'm still trying to figure out how we got to this point. Marriage itself, it seems like it's becoming extinct, and these laws that they're putting into place is trying to make it become extinct, because men is finally woken up to a lot of these things, to see what's going on with the laws and going on in society in the area of marriage. And the killing part about it, you know, I would understand if women was making these laws. Most of the people that's in these positions of government are men. Men are making these laws. And it's like, man, you're betraying the code, man. Like, why are you trying to hurt other men? It's like you just purposely trying to hurt men. And see, these cats in this government, They want lobbyists and money. So if the feminists can give these government officials money, you know what I'm saying, then, hey, they'll vote whatever way they want to vote for them. That's what they're doing. That's why these men are betraying, you know, other men all the time. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen guys just get destroyed behind, you know, child support and what they do to them at divorce court. You know, like that movie I saw a long time ago, Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know if you've seen that, Robin Williams, how they just did him bad, and he had to act like a woman just to go in and see his kid. I mean, this is some, you know, that's a movie, but it's some real life stuff that they do into these men in these courts. And we have no advocates that's for men's rights or what's fair. I'm not saying that that's hate the woman. No, I'm not saying hate women. But let's be fair. You know, men are people also. Men deserve to have a life after a marriage also. He don't need to be broken apart, you know, just because it's enough. Let me tell you something. Even though you're going through a divorce, because I know about this, it's still hard because you're losing a relationship that you was with, okay? So you're losing your relationship, you're losing your children, and you're losing your money all in one wrapped up taco. And you got to eat that and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see your checks lower than what they used to be. You know, it's like, man, you feel alone by yourself. You know, looking around like, what did I do and what I should have done, and I miss my children. You're crying. And, you know, it took me about a good 2 months to just get used to the situation I see in my kids every day. Every day, from the time at least my boy was in the world, and stuff like that, I was there. I was at the hospitals. I was at everything, you know, checking on them at school, doing all this other stuff, seeing them every day, helping them with homework. And you go from that to nothing to just in some apartment. And it's all because, you know, how these marriage laws is and you know, lawyers and, you know, these lawyers, to me, it's like a lot of times, man, they're like devils, man. It's like you look at them like a devil, because it's like you're making all kind of money off of the destruction of a family. Like, how can you practice law like that? I mean, I would want to take a case that a woman's trying to just railroad and destroy a man who didn't beat her or didn't cheat on her. I mean, you know, it's a messed up deal, y'all. It really is. You know, and I don't wish that on nobody. I don't want no man to go through no divorce court. If you married, stay with her. Stay married. I got another question. How do your kids handle a divorce? These kids handled it a little different. I didn't back away from them like some guys do. So it was halfway okay. I always called, always checked on them, always picked them up. But they wasn't used to the situation. They wasn't. I mean, they go from having me there every day to not having me there. And kids is the one that's suffering a divorce more than anybody else. It's not the parents. I can find another chick. She can find another dude. But the children cannot get another father. like talking about, okay? And that's the most important thing is the children. And, you know, they make you go through parenting classes and stuff like that in order to get a divorce here, at least in Texas. And, you know, so, it wasn't easy for them, I mean, at all. I mean, she, you know, it's so many things that she allowed that I wouldn't have not allowed to happen to them or what's going on. But, hey, it's, you know, what could you do? It's like you are a parent. At first, and but then, like, when you are get divorced and you have this every other week visitation, it's like you're not a parent anymore. It's like you're just a parent who visits. Like, how can you enforce discipline? How can you enforce certain mindsets or things you want them to be raised by when you only have them technically 48 hours twice a month? You can't raise them to be do anything. All they're going to be raised off of is that female, period. And it sucks. It really, really sucks to know that you can't really have a certain influence in your kid's life like you want to. Especially like I have a son. You know, I firmly believe sons need to be raised by their fathers. Women don't need to be raising no son. And, you know, I told her a long time ago, I said, well, look, you know, you can give him to me. I'll raise him. That's fine. No problem. You know, you just pay me child support on whatever you get paid, and they'll figure that out. And I'll take my son. You have visitation, right? He's like, oh, you don't take my son and this and the other. I'm like, but he needs to be raised by his father. You know, he's not a girl. It's things that only a man like myself can teach him. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of these women, they don't want to do that because they will give up that child support check. And that's why she don't want to give him up because she complains and say how he does this and how he does that. But you ain't giving him up either when I ask you to. When I ask you, let's go to court, let me have him. I take primary custody and do what I have to do with my son. You know, I can understand, like I said, about the type of guy that didn't want to be in my child's life, didn't want to do, you know, just wanted to go live it up or whatever, but I asked too many times, let me have custody of my son. You know, but no, you don't want to do it. And sure, we can go to court. That's no problem. But, you know, I've looked at an option, just trying to go get custody, and the lawyer told me, look, does he want to live with you? I said, technically, no. I asked him because he told me his mama let him do what he wants to do. And he likes that for right now, that she can let him do what he want to do. And he knows that I don't play that. Okay? He knows that. So he don't want to do that. So the lawyer is like, well, you know, it's going to be kind of hard unless she's really doing something to harm him. So it's like, I'm screwed. I am screwed. You know, is she using all of the child support when I was told to pay for her apartment? You know, that's basically what she's using it for. Because I see him with clothes and shoes that's, you know, that's nowhere near what he should have on his body. You know, that amount of money at child support, he should have any video game he want, name brand clothes, name brand everything, if she was using the money for the child. But she's not doing that. And that's my biggest issue with child support, is that they get to do what they want to do with the money, and there's no requirement on them that you need to spend so much of that money on the child. I don't care if they say you can spend 25% of it on your rent or your bills or 50% or something, but something that you need to put in writing stating, hey, this amount of money must be spent on the child. That's the part of, you know, the system that I can't stand. Recently, my brother-in-law went back to court for child support. Okay, and the attorney general told him, I know the women not using all the money for child support. I know that. He said, but, hey, it's just the way the law is. So I said, so basically, the attorney general telling you, you know, hey, get screwed. You know, there's nothing you could do about it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating as a man. So it's a lose-lose situation a lot of times for men. And you don't have to be married to deal with child support whatsoever. You don't have to be married. Because, you know what, beyond with you, I'd rather deal with alimony and taking half of my stuff than deal with 18 years child support. Because that marriage stuff or what happens in the courts only lasts so long, and that's it. Child support stick with you for years. You understand what I'm saying? And you can get locked up for that junk. So let me go to a call I got real quick. Caller 5688, you on the air?
Hey, how you doing? This is WT in Atlanta.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. Quick quick thing, though, man. You know, I'm really starting to understand that we really got to start doing civil suits against these people, these ladies who are not handling the children right or whatever the case may be, if we're not allowed to get custody through family court.
Uh-huh.
Something I kind of peeped out, you know, you paid a little extra $100 to get an ad litem. That way you don't have to talk to the other party. And everything goes through that ad litem, and whoever screws up, because the ad litem, even though you pay for it, is neutral to both sides.
Uh-huh.
Ad litem uses that stuff in court. Like, you know, if you misappropriated money, if money came up missing and the hair wasn't cut, whatever the case may be, the ad litem really helps. So I look at it from that part. And as far as the topic itself, even though I didn't hear everything you guys said, it really isn't a benefit for guys anymore. Because, you know, you could be a stand-up dude. You could be a stand-up, non-violent, non-cheating dude.
Exactly.
And, you know, a woman can sit up here, because I had to point it out to this lady. I said, do you realize a lady can divorce a dude and go marry another dude and get brand new credit under that another dude's name?
Mm-hmm.
While the other dude has to sit and pay off both of those bad debts? So,
well,
know,
I'm going to tell you something. Now, about the debts, the way we did ours and our paperwork was her debts was hers, my debt was mine. So I don't see a dude should be paying, you know, for her crap, you know, whatsoever. Now,
right.
So,
right, but that was probably only because either you guys mutually agreed or your lawyer was good enough to make it happen. Unfortunately, what happens is, these judges just get caught en blanc to their side. It's supposed to be the crazy thing, especially when children are involved, it's supposed to be who's ever better suited to take care of the child financially and raise them and so on and so forth. That's why a lot of ladies are losing now, because either they met a dude and she was doing well and he was doing okay, so she brought him into his financial scope, which is the way that it normally is for guys. So when they split up,
mm-hmm.
they say, okay, well, he came up to your financial level. I can't ask him to pay you. So I have to give him, you know, X, Y, or Z. So, you know, I just look at it as, you know, it's beautiful to be married for those who are and those who can do X amount of years. But the sad part about it is, whether male or female, you got these people just bailing out over the smallest thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of not even worth being married.
I mean, it's like this, dude. It's like you talking about, like, they look at who could financially handle things or whatever. You know, like that particular, you know, shoot, I don't care. That, but she made, like, what did she make, like $32,000? That what she had made. And, the you know, previous year, you know, my finances, which is, you know, it's progressive. But that particular year, I had made, you know, about right at $70,000. So if that's the case, then I should have got the kid.
Right.
If you want to base it on money, because I'm more financially fit to do more. But that's not the way
sure.
you see it in court, especially in Texas. In Texas, they look it's more so of, oh, you know, the woman is looked at more as the better parent. The man got to sit over here and prove all kind of stuff with a team of lawyers to get his kid.
Right.
You know, like
the reason.
Go ahead.
Well, not to cut you, but here's the thing. If you look on the book, it really is supposed to be who's financially stable. But here's what happens. Because most of the time, not saying your situation, but most of the time when the state gets involved or the state has to get a piece in some way, form, or fashion, they try to make sure they get their 20%. But when the state's not involved, what happens is they try to make it seem like, okay, the connection with the mother is so important. I mean, you got mothers who are porno stars, but they still tell that dude the connection with the mother is so important that,
yeah.
you know, X, Y, and Z. And my point is this. Unfortunately, especially in the black community, look at how many kids are getting messed up by being too connected to the mom. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You got kids, girls on stripper poles more than ever, porn stars more than ever, gay boys more than ever, boy standing on the corner, not even hustling, just on the corner hanging. Mm-hmm. Boy didn't help. You know, so I just really, really think, you know, we need to start suing them. I had a personal situation. Somebody could have popped up and told me, I have a child. The child is 15. And my first question was, well, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you, I mean, my parents have been living in the same place for 30-something years. Why didn't you say something?
Uh-huh.
And I said the same thing to the court. Why are y'all siding with this chick? Well, she obviously did wrong for the sake of the child.
Uh-huh.
So now once I finish going through the family thing with her, I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to civilly suing her. I'm going to drag her to court every couple of thousand I can and civilly sue her until all that's done. I don't care how many times they shoot it down. I'll go find another court and drag her across town to appear. But the minute she don't, we're gonna throw that garnishment in there.
Because, see, that's crazy. Now, let me ask you a question. Usually they want to hit you with because every state got their statute on how many years back pay they can do. So what about how they tried to hit you? How many years?
Well, she filed it in 2005, and I had no idea. The child contacted me in 2009. The state nor her never even contacted me or my family.
Wow.
The state contacted a place that I used to live in Atlanta. Now, this is a California kid. They said, well, when the guy at that other address accepted my mail, it was up to him. I said, ho. That was a place I used to stay.
Yeah.
So why would you not send it to my parents' house who've been in the same place for 35 years? Well, that's not our policy. Okay, that's not your policy because you're hoping that it doesn't get to me so you can do X, Y, Z. So they had this case running for 4 years without me even knowing.
Wow.
Then when I asked for the blood test, you know, because the recession hit and I took a hit, so when I asked for the blood test, they took me through the rigmarole on that. Like I said, it's all a game and it's not for the sake of the kid. I even said to the child, I said, I don't know if you're my child, but you know what? On GP, I'm going to rep you because I see what's going on the other end. I'm not going to say nothing bad about your mom, so we're never, ever going to speak about that. Don't ask me nothing about it because that's two adults that have to handle adult business. You shouldn't have to be put in the middle of this. I'm being more of a parent than the person that's actually living with the person.
That's usually how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah,
these women, man, I can't stand by these courts, man, because they just presume that she's a better mother. Now, why didn't ask her, say, well, ma'am, why are you waiting for so long to tell this man about his child and let this man be in his child's life? I say, what did that say about you? But no, like, oh,
right.
She's just a poor, defenseless mother that needs help. It's like, I'm so sick
right.
of that. I'm sick of that.
Well, you know what happened was years ago, man, the reason they even gave, because I even had to just do research on it. Years ago, white guys, particularly in France and England, they used to be so bad with it to where once a child was born, they take the child. They wouldn't give a mother no action at nothing. So to equalize that, men went against other men and fought to give these women rights. Women always try to make it seem like they fought to get the rights, but not really. Men went against other men, and they fought against men to help women get rights. And so when they did that, it just catapulted after Reagan came in with the welfare thing. If you notice, a lot of this stuff wasn't even the way it is until Reagan did what he did and bumped up welfare. That's why, no disrespect to nobody, I just really personally wish they would kill this whole welfare thing because that would make everybody honest. And we wouldn't have to be sitting up here having these discussions about who got pregnant, Johnny, and why. You know, take them to civil court and do it that way. Let's take this whole welfare system out of here. That way nobody can sit and go and say, you, the host of this show, are the father, and now you got to spend X amount of dollars disproving what she said. And then even if you prove what she said is false, now you got to wait for your money to come back. See, all that type of dumb nonsense.
Yeah, it's just like me, like I said, I agree with you on that. I don't like the welfare system. I don't like food stamps. I don't like Section 8. And the reason why I say that is because it encourages these females not to work. It's like, oh, if I have a, because some of these women, I have a baby with a guy just so they can get on this system, just so they can get on the program so they don't have to work.
Let me
you
tell
what
you
I'm
what's
saying?
Really sad. Let me tell you what's really sad, brother. And I tried to find the YouTube thing of that, but I couldn't. But there was a little girl one time, they was doing studies, and the little girl was in eighth grade. She said, I'm going to have a baby so I can get some money. This is what they're teaching these kids. But you know what? I don't blame these women the way I blame us men. We men, especially we men who done made it, got their money together, you need to start building, like, pyramid lawyer businesses the way they do with that lawyer referral crap. Have one for guys who want to, you know, take the mom in the court or what have you. I mean, it's bad in my eyes because I don't see men sticking together, taking stuff to legislation. That's what I think.
Until the laws get changed.
They got a bill in Tennessee, just for FYI, where the guy was trying to put on the books because Tennessee had so many false claims to father that there was trying to be a bill to where before the woman could get Section 8 or welfare or whatever, you have to have a blood test between both possible parents.
Yeah. But also, I think, let me tell you something else I really think they should really think about doing, that a man cannot sign a birth certificate until he gets a DNA test.
Yeah, yeah, that's what that Tennessee is. It's the same premise. The minute that the lady say, John is the father, okay, immediate blood test before you get anything, before you can sign it, before you can, you know, and especially if he didn't sign it at all. Like in my case, I ain't signed nothing. I ain't even know about it.
Yeah, they can't charge you a child support until they establish paternity anyway.
Oh, but they did.
How can they establish it? You didn't sign anything.
Because it's the way that they do it now is they sit up here, and that's why they gave that notice to a place that I had lived a year and a half ago without me knowing. The way they get around it is to say, okay, we notify him about it. We went ahead and paid her what she needed to pay, and it went in the rears. So we notified him, and now he has 2 years to dispute it. That's how they do it.
Okay,
same thing happened to the rapper Jaquan. Jaquan had a child, and he was with a girlfriend. He thought the child was his. She was sleeping around. Found out the child wasn't here, they still made the dude pay, and that's what killed his career, because they wouldn't let him go travel because he owed like 70 grand worth of child support.
Why wouldn't they let him travel if he gonna pay his child support? That's stupid.
No, he refused to pay after he got the DNA showing that the child wasn't his.
Exactly. So why would you make him pay child support for a child not his?
Right, because their stipulation was you had 2 years to deny it. See what I'm saying? That's the little loophole.
And
that's why that guy in Tennessee came out, because there's a lot of guys who found out. As, you know, you got to remember, DNA just exploded 4 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So now you got one or $300 can show who's who and what's what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that puts a flaw in a lot of their plan, because they like, okay, well, the child ain't yours. Well, somebody got to take care of the child. Well, I've already proven y'all that it ain't mine. Well, you missed that window of opportunity, and a lot of guys is getting stuck like that. I've heard guys here in Georgia in jail for children that DNA has proven is not there.
Man, it just makes you just want to, you know, choke somebody, dude. It's like, you know, I seen a video on YouTube one time, man. I will never forget this, okay? This guy was in a court, and he was crying. He was telling, he said, Your Honor, he said, it's proven not my child. He said, I can't afford to pay this child support. It's hurting me and my family. And the judge was like, I'm sorry, you got to pay it anyway.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm like, what? And I'm like, You know, it's like, somebody needs to start some men's advocates or something, because these feminist guys.
Well, Well, they got a few hundred of those, but, I was on Tommy Sotomayor's show, and we were talking about that, and they got a few hundred of them, but here's the unfortunate thing. They're not powerful. There might be 1 or 10 people running it, and a lot of times it's maybe one lawyer group, because these lawyer groups do try.
Yeah.
But, there's not a lot of them that do. I told a little young dude today, he was 22, he has a child that was just born. I said, you and the mom get along, right? He said, yeah, we straight. I said, here's what you do, homie, forget straight. Take your $100, go find a struggling female attorney. Give her the $100, say, here, this is a retainer. I don't have no open case. This is just in case I need you, and I'm going to make these little $20, $40 a month payments. Once she's accepted that $100, do not miss a payment. Take the $20, $40. If your girl ever trip, you already lawyer tight. You don't have to get $800 or $1,500 out the gate. You already lawyer tight because she accepted the retainer.
Yep, they're getting right at it. Because, these dudes don't believe in lawyering up, even whether it's child support. A lot of them don't lawyer up at divorce court either. And these women go in there and cream them. Because these laws are written for their benefit.
It's so funny. I have a son, which I know that's my son. I have a son. I remember, man, I was like 21, 23, and me and a child's mother had broke up. Now, here's the funny thing. We had broke up, and we was pretty cordial to each other until she found the new dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had already found the new chick. She found the new dude. Now she want to start tripping, right?
Yeah.
So she sits up here, goes to court. I had just got a great job. Matter of fact, if I was still at that job, I'd have probably topped out at probably like 30 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But she sits up here. I do the first court appearance. I say, Yana, I really don't have time. I can't be taken off from work because I just started at this company. Give her the child during the school year. I'll have him during the summer. I'll pay for the plane trips and give her whatever she wants financially.
Uh-huh.
I said that at 23. Do you know the judge turned around and said, well, and mind you, the blood test was like $600-$700 back then. Well, I want you to pay for a blood test. Blood test? There's nobody arguing that this is my child. She knows it's my child, knows it's my child. Give me a piece of paper, I'll sign it. The judge tried to force me to pay for this blood test.
Uh-huh.
So I said, let me go get a lawyer, since I got to pay $800 anyway.
Yeah.
Went and got a lawyer. She thought she was going to lose the case because she was wrong what she was doing. She kidnapped the child in Michigan. They gave her a little slap on the wrist per your earlier point. Well, ma'am, you can't do that. My lawyer was like, if my client had did that, y'all to put him up underneath the jail.
Exactly.
I don't understand. Case in point, the child never came back. She tried to say she was in fear or some crap, kidnapped the child, all type of crap. But here's the moral of the story. The guy that she got with to help her do all that crap, changed my son's name without my permission, had him somewhere in Southern California. I had no idea where he was, right?
Uh-huh.
She ended up, it's been 15 years, she ended up divorcing this fool, taking his money, and doing the same thing to him, which was done to me. She found another dude, now she gone. You know what I'm saying? These guys just don't get it. That's why I say it's really the guys. The guys are really the ones, man. It's real crazy.
Wow. Man, so she's just scandalous, man. That is so scandalous.
No, she's
an
opportunist. I mean, I look at it like all these females nowadays, whether they rich, lawyers, I don't care what they are. I know a lady right now, her daddy was a millionaire, her husband was a half a millionaire, and she makes about $400 a year. They opportunists. They looking to see who they can go in and live the finer things with and take their stuff and then save their own because they know they got the option to go do X, Y, Z. But this is what I tell dudes all the time, especially on my YouTube page. If those women don't find nobody by 45, 55, they are finished. But guess what, you? you as a man, you get a brand new second life.
Yep. Yep, that's the truth. Because as a man, like I said, you got options. And I tell these dudes all the time, the power that you have over women is when you get to the point, you like, I don't need sex from no woman. I can get that anywhere at any time. That's when you got power over them right then and there, because that's what they try to throw it to get you. It's like, man, it's like, female, I don't want that from you. I say, please. You know, I did a video recently, and I said, you know, the value, basically the value of pussy is not the same. I say, you know, you say it used to be collector's item, now it's a dollar store item. Anybody can get that now.
Man, anybody can. And then here's the crazy thing. Remember when sugar daddies was a bad thing?
Yeah.
Now, look at it from the sugar daddy's point of view. I'd rather cap my time than a couple of hundred dollars. A couple of hundred dollars to get you out of my face after I finish fucking with your nut in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you. Because, look, you're paying for phone time, spending time, movie time, maybe even dinner time. That's time. Time you could be making money or relaxing or whatever. Why would you not have red bone one night, red hair one night, Filipino the next night? Well, why would you not? And I'm not saying it's a good thing to be tricking. I'm just saying it's to the point now where it's not even a value for a lot of us to invest no more.
But at the same time, though, they do, because like I said, I'm married now, okay? And you'd be if you heard the show, you'd be like, why in the world, hell, he get married for? You'll meet that particular something. You'll run into that one chick, okay, that's you like, she meets everything you need with a woman. And you like, man, I don't know about this one. And like, you know, beyond with you, like I said, I made the best decision. You know, because it's like, I've never had a problem with my wife, not one day. I didn't even argue.
Let me go ahead and cheerlead that for you. I did meet one. And I messed up by not marrying her because, see, I ran into that thing where when they start giving you a headache, that's when you really need to start respectfully retraining them how to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's giving me a headache, I was under that thought process, hey, this is going to be 50-50. I'm doing my part. What's your problem? What I forgot was you can never keep your pimp hand off a woman's mind. You have to constantly keep yourself in leadership role. Constantly.
Exactly.
So I did see my homeboy start to stray from his wife, and I told him, I said, dude, you don't want to come out here to the single game?
Exactly.
You don't want to do that. Trust me.
You know you don't. I mean, I don't envy. I tell dudes that all the time, I don't envy no single dude whatsoever. Yeah. I don't. Y'all can have that single.
If you made it past that 7-year itch, that 5-year itch, I'm going to tell you, stay there. Go buy your woman some young clothes if you want to. You can even go get your woman a physical trainer to get her the size, shape, and everything you want to. But do not bring your butt back to this nonsense here.
Exactly. Give me a second, brother. Call the 3685. You on the show?
How you doing? I'm loving y'all topic. Introduce myself. They call me King Hollow Woods, the King of Freestyle. Y'all doing this afternoon?
All right, what's up, the King of Freestyle?
Oh, man, I heard the topic, and I just, you know, I had to take it, and I snatched it. I said, man, at least I'm going to call them and let them know I stole their topic and put it on my Facebook page. But it's kind of scary because nowadays everybody wants to, you know, go off, have all these babies and crazy shit, and it's just getting to a point where the women are just turned out. The men are just getting to a point where they're so illiterate and so ignorant that they don't even know what a real woman is. Instead, they go after the club diva, tell her that he's in, you know, love with her, and then next week, you know, make a status about it, they fall out, and there's a child born out of wedlock again. So it's hard, you know?
Well, let me ask you a question. So you're basically telling me these guys don't know what they're looking for then, basically, right?
I mean, it's not even all on the guys. I mean, it's the women.
But ultimately, as men, we are in control of what we do as men. So I can't, right. You know, like me, I don't talk about that, what the women do. I can care less what they do. Me as a man, I'm in control about what I do as a man. Okay. So
right.
if you going after these welfare queens and Section 8 divas that shop at City Trends and got this old stupid lace front weave in their hair, then that's your problem, bro.
Oh. Oh, man. Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's as real as it can be said because, you know, like I tell a lot of people, you know, I keep my relationship, my stuff, you know, to myself because me and my old girl actually been through it for 4 years now. You know what I'm saying? We on the way to making this thing, you know what I'm saying, official and jump. We done went through hell and hot water and, you know, she done had her share of dudes. I done had my share of females. But at the end of the day, it's like God is just telling me, you know what I'm saying, no matter what you're going through and who you done been with, that person right there always going to be in your corner. So that person always going to be in your corner. Why not, you know what I'm saying, settle on down and get your money right and go ahead and do that matrimony thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is she a woman that's trying to build something with you?
Yes. Very
okay.
Very
and she's not materialistic whatsoever?
No.
Well, that's two
like
things that's most important to me right there. As long as you're not materialistic, and you want to build something, build that relationship, build a home,
I mean,
a family.
Like I said, you know, she, like I said, she's the most supportive person in, I can say, besides my mama. Because, you know, I started rapping 12 years ago. I met her in 08. And what she basically told me is, baby, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do this, you know, you got to do it like this. You got to learn how to study. You got to do this. You got to do that. And you got, you know what I'm saying, you got to get on your game. And she understand that I wasn't making too much money in that, but she just jumped behind me and supported me like 115% to a point. I was like, I got a reason to elevate. I got a reason to be better. I got a reason to try to, you know, get with her and raise a family.
Right.
Yeah. Because this is the thing. Let me add this. You want that? That's the kind of woman you want. It's good to get a woman when you're broke because she's not in it because you can give her anything. And it's good that a woman wants to make you better, okay? Because you want a woman to make you better. Just like as a man, you're supposed to make her better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, what's the point of giving somebody that's dragging you down? I can do that by myself.
A lot of them do that, though, because what they don't see is when you're young, you go after the prettiest chick. When you get, like, 20, you go for the all right chick. When you get, like, maybe 25 going on 30 and all that good stuff, you go for a chick that's just there for you mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell a lot of these young dudes there's a difference between going for the baddest chick in the club and going for a real woman. You understand? I got a real woman in my corner, so I'm not worried about the baddest diva who got the baddest body and all that because it really don't matter. Like you said in a comment earlier, you can take her and work out with her and get yourselves right into whatever shape and size that she wants to be in and that y'all both happy with. So it don't matter.
Right.
The problem is they don't want to put in any work no more. You understand? Everybody in these relationships are enjoying the perks, the good times. You know what I'm saying? I could lay up with you all day and we ain't got no problems. We ain't going through nothing. But as soon as that frying pan get a little bit too hot, you know what I'm saying, she put a little ice on her ass and she gone or he packs up his ish and goes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, to me, that's not being 100. That's not real.
Let me say this real quick, man. And you know, both of y'all probably know, but I'm going to say it anyway for the listening public. While all that is true and all that is lovely, what I always say to cats is, man, don't ever forget that the key is to keep power over your relationship. Your whole point of your relationship as a man is to have peace. That's why the brother's comment, the new caller's comment, is that, hey, look, at the end of the day, I don't want no drama. I want to be able to come home and relax. But in order to keep that power, one thing we as men forget, we need to give women one thing over their friends, mama, and cousins that they will have as power to make to have them give power to us. And that's the ability to say to their girlfriends and their mom, oh, me and him don't have those type of problems. Oh, I'm straight.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. And you know what scares me about it? The only time you really hear that from a female nowadays is you've been with her for like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And that's
because
the scary
like
part
you said, y'all been through stuff. You got through XYZ. And now she can turn to her girlfriends and be like, girl, you still going through that?
Me and Charlie,
we ain't got no type of issues right there, you know. I tell
I got a question in my chat room for old dude on 3685. They wanted me to ask, this person wanted me to ask you, how old were you and do you have a job?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, see, for that kind of answer right there, I always give the same answer because it's always funny. First of all, I'll be, 26 in August.
Okay.
Second of all, I take care of my grandfather, so I work for Home and Garden. And that ain't Home Depot, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I get by, you know what I'm saying? I get by. I'm trying to find a job, but, in the situation I'm in right now, it's more important to be here at the household and make sure my grandfather don't set the house on fire than trying to make money. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like sometimes you got to put other things over that money. That's really important. And then when that gets to a situation where it's straight, then you get back on your feet. You know what I'm saying?
Look up, brother man, I want to give you some advice on the job thing. Think about medical, all right? I work in medical. Think about medical. They really need more dudes, especially more black dudes who ain't all emotional in medical. You can go do CNA. You can go do whatever. Because what's happening now in medical is they're starting to realize that the women, unfortunately, are not giving them the customer service level in every situation as they would like. Either they too catty, keep up too much mess, or too emotional. Now, you're going to run into a lot of situations where in medical they're not going to want to, some of the patients ain't going to want to be around you because you're a man or because you're a black man. But you are going to have these situations where they're going to prefer it because you'd be able to lift a patient better, you'd be able to deal with stuff better. They even got a movie out right now. It's a French movie, and I forgot what it's called, but it's a black dude. He's taking care of a disabled millionaire, and they became the best of friends, whatever, whatever. So I strongly advise you, especially since you're at the house, a lot of these little CNA courses ain't nothing but 8 or 12 weeks, and, I'm just showing some black love by telling you this. Go ahead and get that little $300, $400 certification and get some of this money out here, man, because a lot of times they really prefer to deal with a level-headed, clean-cut dude that's going to come in there, play the role with the patient because they're getting tired of these catty women.
Okay, can I step in? Can I step in for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a small piece of advice, too. He talked about medical. Think about the petrochemical industry. That's what I mean. You're going to make some good money in the petrochemical industry. If you think about getting your process operator certificate, or you want to be a chemical engineer, a petroleum engineer, I'm talking about jobs that can bring you six-figure income. Working for your ExxonMobil, your Shells, your BPs, your ConocoPhillips, stuff like that. That's the mindset that I think, and that's the mindset that I go. I like to see brothers making a six-figure salary or close to it.
And I mean, no disrespect, I like chemical. You understand? I always was when I was growing up, even though I had ADD and couldn't, pay attention to class, they always liked the science. Always liked the element tables and breaking stuff down and seeing what kind of reactions happen if you expose it to this and variables. So, that's what I always wanted to do. And now, I'm going to go ahead and look up the courses and try to do that. But just one thing I want to leave y'all with, too. You understand? And it's just like, And this for the young viewers, you understand, it's like 20 and 18 and 16 and all that. You understand, don't rush anything. Don't rush anything. What I mean by don't rush anything, don't do the marriage at 18. Don't do the marriage at 21. You know what I'm saying? Wait that thing out. Because nowadays, the divorce rates are to a point where it's ridiculous. You go down to the courtroom, you can't even go get what you got to get done because everybody's in there trying to get a divorce. So, take your time, get to know that person, and see if they're going to ride with you through those good and those bad times. Just, and the bad times are really going to determine what kind of character that your woman or your man has, to see if they're going to stick it with you in the long run. And that's the mistake a lot of them are making. They ain't letting them go through you know what I'm saying, okay, I done got fired from a job. I don't know what's going on in this. Y'all ain't going through the bad times where you got to be really be there to support each other. And the most important thing in a relationship these days is a very strong support system. And that's, you know what I want to
do. I agree with that. It's very strong.
I agree, too.
Because you don't know what your relationship is until you have a problem.
Exactly.
A sickness or a loss of income. Or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the only time you're going to really know, you know, what
right.
you got, you know.
All right. Well, y'all brothers be easy.
All right, brother.
You too, man. You too, man.
All right. So, you know, we was having discussion and everything, and let's see who's still – I'm reading the chat room right now, and they were talking about that – saying that if you go to college, you know, it's not really anything special. It just makes them look twice at your resume. Say lucky for them, they got a free college because their dad got hurt in the Air Force. Most people around them are screwed. They say where the college situation is bad. College doesn't guarantee anybody to get a job. But it's the truth. It makes them look at your resume twice. It's right, but at least you want to be the one that gets your resume looked at twice. So, you know, I'm going to have to agree with. No, college don't guarantee you no job because you don't have the skills. You know, you got a guy that's been working in that industry 10 years and no degree, then you come in fresh off of college with a degree, but a guy with 10 years experience probably won't get the job.
Well, nothing guarantees nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just keep it 100%. The person with sparkling blue eyes and a great smile can become the head coach of Georgia football and be there for 10 years straight without any type of degree. So let's just keep that 100 because that's an actual fact. The last coach for Georgia claimed he had a degree, didn't have nothing, was there for a decade. So we got to understand that what's happening with degrees or certifications, you still got to go do it because what HR is doing these days, and get this word real, real clear for all y'all listening, they're disqualifying people. You understand what I'm saying? You can have 10 years in the game in whatever industry, whatever field, you can know it inside and out. But they will disqualify you because you don't have this criteria that they're looking for. And even if that person they hire go ahead and quit 4 months later and they put the job right back out, I'm quite sure y'all done seen that too. It don't matter because their criteria now is not by firing quality, it's meeting criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to go get this college degree.
Yeah, that's most definitely. But you know, any woman that you let's say you marry should always be behind you to better, you know, educate yourself and get better because as you educate yourself, you know, you're helping the family out as a whole. Like my brother-in-law, you know, he's a Border Patrol agent, and his wife is in school to become a nurse, and you know, she's not working, but she's in school to become a nurse. But he said, you know, I bite the bullet, I do what I got to do. Because in the end, it's going to help the family as a whole. So I'm like, okay, well, yeah. I mean, shoot, that's good, you know, that you can do that. And the senior lets your wife go to school or the husband go to school to better, you know, help the family. See, that's when you're trying to build something with somebody. You help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but a lot of these men not even getting to the point of doing that. They say, well, forget it. I ain't getting married. I'm going to have a girlfriend, and that's all I'm going to do. And I'm sorry. I just couldn't do that. Not the lady I had. I looked at her and I said, oh no, I gotta marry this one. I said she do too much of what I need and stuff I don't ask her to do. You know what
like
I'm saying?
I said, once you find a decent one, like I'll admit, I found a decent one, but I didn't recognize. And the little crap that she would do was frustrating me because I tried to live a 50-50 life. I tell dudes all the time, don't do that. You live 60, she lives 40. I don't care if she makes more money than you.
Well, what is a 50-50 life? What in your definition, what that mean?
50-50 in my version of what today's is when you're of the belief that the gender roles do not apply so much as the teamwork philosophy. Bump
mm-hmm.
that. If you a man, your best interest is to believe that, hey, I don't run this, but I'm responsible for all this.
Yeah.
She may make more money, but I'm responsible for organizing. And here's where I get that from, fellas listening, is that I read the Seven Hermetic Laws a long time ago, and one part of it that made a lot of sense. It said that women by nature are like lions, female lions. They can do so much more than a man. Every female on the planet, whether it be spiders, whatever, they're all multitaskers by nature. It does not make them better. But this is where so many ladies get confused, thinking that just because you got the degree and you got this and you got that, that you're better. It doesn't make you better under every circumstance. America allows you certain things to get better. If you go over to Dubai, you got to follow a different set of rules. So here's my point. Female lions do so much more than the male lions. But it isn't like the male lion is going to starve if that female don't go hunt. It isn't like the male lion does all his time just sleeping and crapping and having sex. So what happens is the gender roles take place when the female lions are faced with something that's bigger than what they can handle. They want to have the ability to fall back. And that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman wants to have the ability to say, "Yeah, I don't want to deal with that, Joe."
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, you mentioned that. One day I was like, you know, because ever since me and my wife, you know, been together, and even kind of beforehand, I kind of like, I'm the one that, you know, I'll pay all the bills. I'll, you know, do this. I do a lot of stuff. So one day I was thinking, like, man. So after one day, I said, hey, do you think I'm, like, just overrunning things too much? You know, I was like, I'm just so used to just being in charge and doing what I got to do. And she looked at me and she told me, nope, I don't feel that way at all. It feels great that you're doing it all. It said, because when I used to have to do it all by myself, it said it was so tiring. Now, it said, I just relax because you do it all. And I'm like, hey, that's all I need to know. You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's it. Because females by nature, like I said, they can do it. That's why so many younger girls don't know what it feels like to be loved. When you do your shows and your YouTube and you talk to some people, when you bump and talk to some of these women, ask them, hey, can you describe what it feels like to be loved? A lot of them can't even describe it to you. It's like a mission of Jupiter. They heard about it, but they don't know nothing about that thing. You know, so it's like,
yeah, that is a good point.
And the same thing with some dudes. You remember, most of us, I don't know how old you are, but you sound like in my range. You know, most of us grew up after the quote-unquote pimp Superfly era. So we had an idea of what it was like to be smooth, whether it was right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Now, in this young generation, the lesbians are more smoother than some of the straight dudes.
Oh, well, I don't know about all that, because ain't no lesbian got nothing on me, I tell you that much. But
no,
hey.
No. I ain't saying your age group, some of the young dudes.
Yeah,
that's why some of the young dudes are losing, because they have no idea how to be smooth. I talked to a dude yesterday, and I saw him standing on the block. You know, he's a loud dude, and you know, I had to give him some game. I said, dude, have you been arrested yet? He's like, no, I ain't got no record. I said, dude, you need to get out of what you're doing before you're not able to. And he said, well, I ain't never had no dad. So I took like 45 minutes to talk to him, and we talked about resume. This man didn't even know how to fill out a resume.
A lot of them don't.
Right. So that's my point. It's like, you know, you get these situations where you think it's 50-50. It ain't. You don't have to hit a chick. You don't have to cheat on the chick. And for those dudes who hit chicks, let me just keep it real with anybody, just public service announcement. If you feel like you got to hit a chick, you're doing it because your conversation is not strong enough to lead her with your words. That's the only reason you're hitting the chick.
because what you saying is not strong enough to lead with your words. Because a real dude who's handling this business, if you said to your wife, you know what, I don't think you're treating me right, I'm out. Hold on, baby, let's talk about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because once your leadership is on point, you ain't got to even think about raising your hand. Let me take this good loving away and put you back out here in these streets with these knuckleheads.
Yeah, you know, one thing my wife told me, she said, look, she said, I was single. I say, and that she don't like the single either, how these dudes are. And she said, that's why you couldn't get me to trade you in, you know, because I tease her about that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
They ain't crazy. They don't want to go back out there.
Yeah, because see, this is the thing, man. It's like when you show a woman that you're a man that can take care of business, okay, and then you consistently do it. That's what I'm saying, consistently. You know, like you might get joy in the fourth quarter consistent like that with your business. Then it ain't no way a woman be that stupid to walk away from you like that. You know what I'm saying? But see, a lot of these dudes are, and I tell them all the time, stop focusing on females and focus on your paper. You get your paper up.
Yeah.
You get your paper up and learn how to maintain your paper, learn how to the skills to do that and scale up. Then women automatically come your way. You ain't got to worry about chasing females. That's the problem with dudes. They worry about females instead of their money.
Look, I've seen you on YouTube. I got a YouTube channel. I tell people all the time, look, here's one thing that cracks me up. I understand making an observation about black women. But some of these dudes got a black woman I hate message on every one of their videos.
Some of them do, and I understand where a lot of it comes from. A lot of it comes from many things. It comes from their mother sometimes treat them horrible because they look like their father. Sometimes then they finally get out in the world, and these women do the exact same thing their mother did to them. So then they get to a point, they say, you know what, I can't stand these females. So, you know, I understand where a lot of them coming from because they just don't. You just don't wake up overnight and just saying, I hate black women.
No, you don't.
It comes from somewhere.
But wait, here's my point, though.
Mm-hmm.
How about some videos on your money? How about some videos on the new book you read, See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar or something? How about focusing on your money one time or your social atmosphere or politics, something to your point? I'm just basically championing your point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to at some point in time turn the mirror around to yourself and be like, you know, I need to be making more paper. You making X amount of dollars. I'm quite sure you're trying to think about doubling your salary.
Let me tell you how I am, brother. I'm always thinking about the next way I can make more money, not for the sake of me being greedy, but for the sake of, you know, I just want to provide a good life for my family and for my children. You know, and like I said, it's no reason for me as a black man to look at people and say, I can't do certain things. The hell with that. If I see it, I'm going to go after it. That's just how I always been, bro. You know, it's like, and I come from the hood, okay? So it's not like I was born in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? But it's nothing you're going to tell me I can't do if this is what I want to do. Like I told the wife, I said, you know what, babe, next year we're going to go to the Bahamas. I'm going to tell you, we're going to fly down there. Well, I said, I want to go to Sandals. I say in about a week, let's go to Sandals, whatever. And she was like, sure, that sounds good. But it costs a lot of money. But it doesn't bother me about it. It costs a lot of money. See, I hustle and do what I got to do, of course, with my job and things that I do.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But there's no reason that a black man can't go down to the beaches of the Bahamas. There's no reason for
that. When your ancestors couldn't.
That's right. You know, my ancestors paved the way. My grandparents, that's still alive, paved the way for us to do this. So there's no reason for me not to do it. To me, I'm doing them a disservice if I don't do it.
Right.
I'm being ashamed. Absolutely. Like, when you see all these females in World Star Hip Hop, and you see all these dudes acting a fool, you know, there are people that fought and died for you to get these opportunities. I'm not saying anybody's going to give you anything. That's another problem with the welfare society, is that everybody's expecting something for free. You don't get nothing for free. Everything costs somebody something.
Right.
And I understand you got to pay the cost to be the boss. I understand that. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing.
I agree. You know, I just really, really, really say that, especially with us as men, and, you know, like I said, I'm kind of like you. I don't really give females that much credit for not elevating the relationship or elevating us. But for the men that I see sometimes, I know where it comes from, too. I used to be a counselor at New Birth for 5 years. I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think a lot of dudes, man, they got to get to the point where overcome your situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm not perfect. But overcome your situation. I don't care how long it takes you. Be patient on your situation and dominate your situation, irregardless of whether a female is there or not. Because like my earlier point, all the female, and I think you said it too by being consistent, all the female want to see you do is your thing. To where
that's
she
it.
Can sit back and say, oh, I love being under this umbrella.
Look, women just need these three things. I tell dudes all the time. They want to be protected, they want to have provision, and they want to have security. That's the three things that women look for in a man. You give them these three things, they ain't going nowhere. They
right.
got the security, they feel safe, that nothing's going to happen to you. To them, you have provision and everything, that the lights stay on, the car stay running, stuff like that, and they feel protected that in, no matter what, my man got it. That women, any woman that's get them three things from a man, they not going nowhere, if they not stupid at least. They not going nowhere because they know good and well you can't get that out there, any other dude.
But then you got these crazy ones who I don't mind that they crazy. You know, they really think that. I tell you a quick story because I got to bounce. But I tell you a quick story about when I first got out to Atlanta. I was 28, met this girl who was 38. 4'10", very pretty, light-skinned girl. 38 years old, though. Okay, so she was a little bit arrogant because you know how beautiful people are. You know, some people just think that stuff don't stink. And she goes,
hello, people like that.
5 years later, bumped into her again. You know, the eyes started sagging a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The body was still right. But,
yeah.
You know, you could tell the face was starting to betray her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here it is, 10 years later. What's my girl doing? She's begging people online to spend time with her. She's 48 now.
Wow.
She's begging people online. I knew another young lady that's like a, if you can imagine, a black Mae West. Let me just say it like that. A black Mae West in walk, everything. Was working with her at a medical hospital, and you know she young, body tight, stuff don't stink, right? So I had a little profile online, a little dating site, right? She obviously didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
This girl sits up here sitting. Now, mind you, it's been what, 03? It's been close to 8-9 years, right? This girl sends me a message. $$, do you want a date? And I'm looking, I'm like, I know it's the same girl because she got a unique tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golly, look how it done gotten. Look how your philosophy of life has betrayed you. To where you sitting up here begging dude strangers online to be a jump off.
Basically, and that's all they're gonna do. She gonna them dudes. Yeah, they gonna say, yeah, I date you, and
right.
go it on and put it on and just bounce. Cause that's about all
right.
she's about.
But she's gonna end up being like the little redhead lady. She, you know, she gonna be like the little short redhead lady. She gonna end up that beauty gonna betray you. That beauty is gonna betray you, and you better hope you got somebody hugging you, or it's gonna be some cold night. But like
women don't realize, man. It's like like you said, they got a certain window of opportunity to get the person they with. After that, it's a wrap. You're right, it's a wrap for them. It is, and she by that point sounds like it's a wrap. And ain't nobody want her. She too. It's like, oh, you 48, get you. You know.
Hey, look. As I bounce out on this point, you see Vivica Fox begging, right?
Man, she's oh wow.
You see Kathy Griffin begging, right?
Oh man, that's Kathy Griffin.
I want all the
fellas
to know I'm not lying. You see him begging. Somebody pay me attention, please.
Dang, that's what they get though. All right, bro.
Great show, man. I'll tune in to you next time.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Holler at you. yeah, that is funny. You know, it's like these some of these women they get this little attitude like they're so much better than you. I love, like I said, I love women act like that. because I just laugh at them. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you the one that's wrong with me, you know, and I just don't pay them no mind because you don't want no chick. They got this arrogant attitude because they used to do being so thirsty with them and high-fiving them about they looks or whatever, and half of these chicks are broke. Like, you know, like my boy Sugar Free said, why are you bragging about a broke hoe? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just these women are funny sometimes. But, you know, it's like on top of all that was being said, you know, these dudes definitely do. That's why a chick like that don't even get married, because she looked too good for herself. You got to humble yourself a little bit, darling. In order for you to get married, you got to be humble. And humility goes a long way, I'm telling you, because at one point in time in my life, you know, I was getting real arrogant, and I was getting arrogant in the area of money. Oh, sure, I got this money. I buy this. I buy it. Ain't nothing me to buy nothing. I started getting arrogant until I got myself humbled. And, yeah, I got my paper back up, but I learned a good lesson about getting humble. So you need to stay humble at all times, no matter what. And, like, if you going to have a wife or whatever, then you got to know when to, you know, you just nobody that's over each other. It's together. We are together. But I got like about a few minutes left about the show. And I'm wrapping this up. Well, no, I'll wrap this up about my wife a little bit. When I had met my particular wife and everything, we, believe it or not, we met online. And she messaged me and everything, and I messaged her back, and we talked about a month or so, and then we finally met afterwards. And we hit it off right then and there. Like, everything I needed in a woman, she was it. She was it all the way around. And we got talking, and, you know, we just was so much, you know, in common. You know, I told her my situation, how it was. And, you know, she was been nothing but good to me. You know, like, we met in January. We moved in, not January of this year, of course. We met in January. We ended up moving in together in July and got married in December. So it goes to show you, like, that's quick. It's kind of old school being so quick, but she was that good of a woman. And the funny part about it, on our first date, she told me, you know what, you're going to want to marry me. And I told her, why? What do you think I'm going to marry you for? That was my exact words. Said, because, hey, once you get to know me how I am, you'll see. You want to marry me. And so I'm like, well, she said, I wear a size 9 in my wedding rings, let you know. And I looked at her, like, I said, man, this chick was crazy. I said, man, I called my friend of mine after I left. And I said, this chick said I'm going to marry her. You know, and, well, I guess 12 months later, I ended up doing it. But she was right. I got to see what kind of person she was. And, you know, she see the situation I'm in with my children and what I go through with that. And she's been very supportive with that. You know, she's been a very good, you know, influence, you know, on my children. She does a lot of things for them that I never even asked her to do or to score brownie points at me about anything. You know, so I do nothing but treat her right. I make sure, you know, you know, anything she need, you know, but on top of that, she do things to me. I come home from work and she got dinner already made. She got clothes washed. She got the house clean. I don't have to ask her to do nothing. But in turn, I do the same thing for her, too. I help her out. I mean, we both help each other out. It's none of this me and my money stuff. We pool all our money into one account and we pay bills. And after that, we do what we want to do. There's no competition in our relationship. It's none of that. It's we are one group. And that's what I always wanted. I didn't have that with my previous situation. But this, you know, marriage, I have the woman I've always wanted, which one is going to just love me, support me, and actually want to be there and actually, you know, care about me as a person. And this is what I do have now. And that's why I say y'all dudes can keep that single life with them females. Y'all can have it. I don't want no parts of that life. You know, it's nice. Like the other weekend, me and my wife, we went to the Hampton Inn, stayed in a suite. And we never did that before together, and it was just nice. I mean, you know, to enjoy that with the woman that you love, the woman that's, you know, just good and right for you. And she didn't tell me, oh, you better put me in a suite. But no, she never told me anything like that. She was just, it was something that I wanted to do things nice for her as a husband that I am, because she do so much for me in return. She's countless things that she do for me, you know, that I can't even name, and that I have to respond that way, try to do things good for her and what's right, and, you know, just be a good loving husband, as I should be. So, you know, after all the crap that I dealt with and all the crap that I've been through, you know, it had a good end. It really did have a good end to the situation. So, you know, I can't you know, I always say don't be so bitter. You know, let just separate that situation that you got going on. And you're going to, you know, eventually find the right person for you, but you got to know who they are. You got to know what they are. And it's not about looks. It's about knowing what you need in a woman and building with her and making sure you let her know up front what you're going to be about, what you're going to tolerate, and how you're going to want to be together on some things. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this show up, and I'll catch y'all next time. Should be coming next week. And thank you for listening to me for 2 hours and everything, and I'll see you later.